Okay, so when I was young, I used to hear stories from my dad about like how she traveled from India to Pakistan and about the partition. So as she describes the life before the partition, it was that everyone lived happily together, all Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs. They enjoyed and celebrated different festivals together, like Muslims celebrated Hindu festivals like Diwali, and Hindus celebrated Muslim festivals like Eid. They didn't actually know the perfect difference between Muslims and Hindus. As she describes, mostly Muslims would go into Hindu temples and Hindus would enter Muslim mosques, and everyone like enjoyed together there. As she described that she came from a city called Jalandhar to a small town in Karyal near Faisalabad, where they settled down. How they during the partition, when the war broke out and everyone just ran to save their lives, they left behind their houses, their belongings, all like everyone was like divided, separated. Some close friends were divided from parted from each other. Families were broken, separated from each other. Even as she tells, some of her cousins remained back in India. According to her, she tells that when the war broke out, everyone escaped for their lives and there was bloodshed. Everyone somehow she managed to move across the border and stayed by staying in places like refugee camps. Or she described, she would like spend nights under the tree, and they traveled on their feet miles and miles. She traveled from, she covered this long distance sometimes on feet, sometimes on bullock cars. Some people traveled on trains. So migration after the long journey, she along with her friends reached a place called Karyal, and they decided to settle down there as they left behind their everything at the time. And the town was an undeveloped place, it had no workplace, so they stayed there, and they had little knowledge about the farming and agriculture, so they started doing farming for living. The town was at that time an undeveloped place, so there was no type of schools or colleges, so she just had basic homeschooling education in Punjabi and Urdu.